Beer, it's what's for dinner. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour, Crack Beer Show. We're
and
here.
Taco
if you
Party.
Like, and Taco Party. If you like beer, good beer, craft beer, we are the show. And like you drink it, we are the show for you.
I was waiting for the perfect time to open that can.
Yeah, that was it.
This one's called I Feel Uranus. Oh, sorry, I Feel the Universe.
I love gold. Ooh,
coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
From
that's what we do when we open a new beer. If you're the first time here, I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And Jake from State Farm is sitting in this week.
Champion.
Hey, guys.
With
he's
some
back.
South Valley freshies.
South Valley freshies. What would we just open here, man?
This is a Finback I Feel the Universe Passion Fruit Goes Sour Ale. There's a lot of words in there. Yeah.
This is from Jeff in Jersey, listener donated beer.
Jersey.
It's going to go around the table here.
I burped into my water bottle and it smells like Chipotle now.
That's good. That's good. Stay away from Nick's water bottle, everyone. As it goes, the beer is going around from left to right of the podcast now. What to expect? If you're a new listener, we're going to talk about some beer culture things.
Culturally,
I hope this beer tastes better.
We're
going
to listen to some listeners, listen to our listeners, ooh, and give you some beers to look out for.
Is this a goza?
Yep.
A
smells
goose?
Like, smells
all
like
that's
citrus
coming
butthole
in the next couple hours.
Citrus butthole, if you smell, if you ask me.
Sea otter butthole.
Ooh.
Salty.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That is
pungent. Pungent is the word you're
that
looking
is
for.
Actually not bad. Yeah.
Whoa.
Mike kicked back about a foot in his chair.
Yeah. Just give me a little chin.
Oh, grandpa's cough medicine.
Woo. There's a
definitely fruity. Definitely has that salt kick to it.
Something very familiar. Can't pull out of it.
Hot seaweed.
Hot seaweed?
No.
No.
Spicy seaweed?
I mean, everybody gets a different taste, but no.
But that's not
that's one not one.
Old crouton.
Oh. All right. It's that crouton in the bottom of the bag that has all the extra salt on it.
It's the one that never gets picked up, and they just keep dumping fresh croutons on top of
it. How do you know when croutons are bad? They're always stale.
This is true.
It's when they have moths in them.
Yeah, it's the one that's a different color.
Yeah, that doesn't look right.
I Feel the Universe from Finback.
This beer has us rather speechless, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Queens?
Is this what avocados taste
this
like?
This is from Queens, New York.
Queens?
Finbackbrewery.com. All right. Well, that was interesting.
It has a weird saltiness in the front.
It's
saltiness in back.
It's strong in the salt.
We also have had or have currently still have around the podcast table donated by Jake from State Farm. Belgian style wit beer under a blood orange sky from Timbler Brewing Company out of Bakersfield, California.
Who?
In a can. Mm-hmm. Kind of a cool, little bit of a 70s-esque. Can or 70s-esque
Campbell's
can art.
Soup-ish.
Yeah, Campbell's soup meets 70s beer can. That was Belgian style wit beer. I'm like, but that wasn't terrible.
No.
Well, yeah, in comparison,
I didn't get too much Belgian, but I definitely did get wit beer or a wheat or hef or whatever you want
to. Have you ever been to Timbler? Does Timbler have a tap room at all?
Yeah, a big, pretty big tap room, actually.
Really?
It's like one of those ones where you walk in and the brewery's right there, and they have a restaurant, too. That's like they serve like finger foods and stuff like that, mostly. They do some burgers, some pretzels and whatnot.
Boigas?
And they also have it's a really big venue. It's a two-sided venue. That one side that does concerts too. They do concerts, comedy shows. It's awesome. Yeah, it's pretty. It's right off the freeway too. Right off Buck Owens.
Oh, right there by Buck Owens.
Yep.
Buck Owens Drive. Yeah. Is it on the west side or east side of 99?
I'll be east. Yeah, east side.
Yeah, right by the Crystal Palace.
Yep, right there by Crystal Palace.
About where all the action is, huh?
Yeah.
That's a well. Now I have a spot to some bigger.
So next door to Zingo's.
Now anymore, I usually go straight through Bakersfield. I used to stop. Used to be like the first stop going south, and then now I usually stop at Grapevine if I'm going to stop anywhere.
But forget you, Bakersfield.
This weekend they have the 1 year anniversary too. So,
I love how Bakersfield has the Welcome to Bakersfield sign. But if you actually take that road, it's just a loop back to the freeway.
It is. Yeah. I've done it.
You think you're going to drive into the main street USA.
Here we go, Bakersfield.
Here we go. This is going to be it. Oh, left turn freeway.
And we also had, again, from Jake from State Farm, donated beer from the Dudes Brewing Company, California Brewer, L.A. County Brewer. Peach Jukebox Series Berliner Weiss. That was something.
Peachy.
That was something. I didn't finish all mine.
Yeah, it was very peachy. Super peach.
Yeah.
It was like peach fuzz. Peach fuzz, Josh. If you like peach fuzz.
This is the beer for you.
Have that beer. All right, so we're all caught up. Let's get into some craft culture.
Paul's slacking, man. That song was terrible.
Yeah, that sounded terrible. Dude,
yeah, Paul, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Dude, come on.
You do better than that.
What you got? What you got? Beer brew.
I got a few things on this show, so we'll see if we could get them all in here. Let's do this out of order. We'll go with number two.
All right, Striker.
Yeah, I was listening to that over the weekend.
That's a good show. I like it, right?
It's so awesome. Stone has elected their new CEO.
Who was the original DJ? It wasn't Stryker, the guy before him.
Wasn't it that European dude?
Something. He was weird.
That sounded really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget.
Sound like he's always struggling.
Wasn't Lou Brutus, it was the other guy.
Wait, you guys, we're talking radio here? No.
Oh, okay.
Stop talking radio.
Damn it.
I was trying to talk culture, but I get sidetracked easy.
All right, let's go.
Stone has elected their new CEO.
There we go.
Sorry, everyone was waiting for it.
The guy's name is Dominic, and I will not butcher his last name. It's like Inglis.
Dominic. Everyone just calls him Dominic.
Dom.
But he is the former president of Palm Wonderful. They in the article does discuss that he doesn't necessarily have beer experience, but Greg from Stone has said that he is still a better CEO than Greg could have been at this time. So Greg has mentioned that he's happy to move on up to his executive chair or
executive chair of hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Snapchatting
back of the day to day.
Instagram stories.
Yeah, he did figure out how to do those things.
He's all about Instagram stories right now.
Stone's hanging out board member.
Yeah, he's the official head of hanging out.
Chair of hanging out. Yep.
I'd say he'd show up in like cargo shorts and sandals, but he already does that.
Yeah. Oh, he did not get the BuzzFeed article that cargo shorts are over, did he?
He gives zero fucks about BuzzFeed.
Wow.
Or cargo shorts, apparently.
That's a bold way to live in these days.
Yeah.
To give zero fucks about BuzzFeed.
So, yeah. So, Stone gets to move forward with their new guy. This guy has a big history of running companies, and so they're looking for that for Stone. I guess if you run a company, you could run anything. This is the way the article kind of spun it.
All right. We'll see.
Go to topic
We'll be watching with the side eye.
go to topic number three. The Fieldwork Tap Room in Sacramento is open.
Oh gosh.
Dang. Oh my gosh.
Sacramento, yes. Next you
and
bastards.
Jake and myself will be
you're going to the
Craft Beer Summit.
California, yes. Craft Beer Summit. Craft thingamajig.
And I'm not invited to the Friday portion, so I might have to Uber my butt to that Fieldwork Tap Room until I could find people to hang out with.
Will you
I'll be alone.
Will you ignore the Brewing Network people again, like you did last year?
Probably.
What? I went straight up to them.
Did you go straight up?
Justin, my God. This is you.
Justin.
You're taller.
You're taller than I thought. Your hair is curlier.
Will Mike Sardina fly in
from New
Hampshire? Probably not.
I haven't seen him leave yet since he's gone back. Like, he hasn't come back.
Dropped anchor, huh?
I thought maybe he'd come back for Festival of Dankness, but he did not.
Mm-mm. Well, it is the California Craft Beer Summit.
Yeah, Hills Farmstead is not in California.
Oh, he transcends borders.
But anyways.
He is not afraid.
So that's all coming up, and then...
Ooh, we're going to have stories.
Oh, yeah.
The number one story that I thought was very good, there's another beer podcast, believe it or not.
What? No. There is not another beer podcast.
So
can't be.
There's a podcast called Good Beer Hunting. I took a chance on. Yeah, it's a good play on names. It's
NPR-ish.
I thought that was a written.
It's a blog too.
Oh, it is a blog.
Yeah. But
it's
there is audio. Right. It's an hour episode. It's more of a one-on-one type deal. Well, at least the episodes I've listened to, but
they are.
In this newest episode in particular, they had Tommy Arthur from, he does the Lost Abbey Port Hop Concept. And so, I mean, it's the first 20 minutes is the most amazing thing of the show. It resonated the most with me. It was cool to see how the guy had his history, his background and stuff like that. And, you know, it's like his first brewery started out in San Diego. They won a gold medal, which was the first gold medal for San Diego, and the brewery was closed within 9 months. And at the same time, places like Ballast Point and Stone were all getting their start, and which are breweries they're still around. So it was cool to see how he kind of cut his teeth and got in there. But there's a big part of it's only about a 3-minute segment of the show, but it speaks the most to me is, you know, he talks about how he evolutioned from this brewery that closed. His second job was working for Pizza Port for 9 years. And then he went off to go do Port, Lost Abbey, and then now Hop Concept. So how he kind of graduated into his own, which a lot of people do. They can work at breweries. They can go off and do their own thing. And it's interesting to see how that happens. But he spun it in a real good way that the industry that we're in, he said it was just like, it's the apex where there's the most amount of people, but there's the least amount of people available to do jobs that we have in the industry. Mm-hmm. It's people will come in expecting to put in 3 years, 5 years at a brewery, and about a year and a half, they'll have an offer to go somewhere else. Well, this brewery offers me this, or this one's the next step bigger, or I can open my own place now. And that's something that resonates with me the most. Just in the 3 years that I've been in the industry, I've seen so many people do these stepping stones or open their own places or go off, and it's kind of scarce. You know, you kind of have to figure out who you need to, with the means that you have, who you can keep around or who needs to stay around, you know, and figure that out. So it's a good interview to check out, and kind of gets me thinking that it does exist, you know, trying to
broaden your beer horizons.
Should somebody move on to the next thing, or should you try to keep them in-house? But then again, brewers and industry and beer are probably the most underpaid people, so it's hard.
Yeah. Somebody's got to make that movement. I wonder how Stone pays their employees well. Somebody needs to make that movement of people getting paid decently in craft beer.
And so I know CCBA is working on a lot of those things. They're working on getting California-wide health coverage and 401ks for breweries. So that'll be a next biggest thing that happens is once those plans are in effect, we won't necessarily be a union, but we can get a group discount because there's multiple breweries bought into it.
So. Ah, okay.
And I think that'll change the beer game for a lot of people, especially, you know, breweries that have 20 employees, you know, now they could have all these extra things. Yeah, it's an interesting world to get thinking about on the beer on that side. But yeah, I mean, those are my three stories I wanted to talk about. It's, you know, I don't necessarily expect anybody here to have an opinion about what I just talked about, but if you go to listen to that episode, it's just a different perspective. It's anybody would like to work for a brewery, but when you do work for a brewery, that's just a constant, like, oh shit, how do we keep this afloat? How do we keep people happy?
So. Hey, does anybody else have
Does anyone else have that? I do. I'm Nick.
Hi, what? That's what I sound like.
That sounds like Nick. This is Nick.
That's what I sound like. I don't sound like that.
I'll just talk and people will think it's you.
That works.
Okay.
So, Nick with the beard, Nick.
With the beard.
Clearly we're the same person.
Clearly. I'm Matt. Watch out for the rash of beers named Fizzy Lifting Drink.
Why?
What?
I'll let that settle in. New Bell just keeping it indie, bro.
What?
So New Belgian Brewing.
Did they sign a contract with independent people?
Yeah.
Say, we're going to stay independent.
Themselves.
Yeah.
They sign their own contract. No. They release a fat tire bike every year.
Ooh, I was hoping he would talk about this.
And, yep. The bearded brewer was teasing me with an in-person view of a bicycle that has landed in Fresno.
What?
They have locally sourced their bike builder this year. Their New Belgian bikes are made in the USA. By Detroit Bikes out of Detroit, Michigan. USA.
USA. America. USA.
Yeah, America. USA. And then, if that doesn't get any better, the local representatives had them shipped from New Belgium to Fresno, and they were assembled by Indie Bike Shop Rubber Soul Bikes.
Dang, so Rubber Souls?
I didn't know that.
They were assembled here in town, yeah. By Indie Bike Shop to be, and I guess there's three right now is what I've heard. There's three officially floating around in Fresno. I don't know where.
What?
But
Brad Stacy obviously
allegedly these a couple of these will be up for raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Sweepstakes winner.
Nice.
We'll go home with a New Belgian bike.
Yeah,
we need that from the studio.
Seriously.
So, yeah, I mean, you got to keep on your toes. You don't know if, like, you're walking to BevMo one day and it'll be like, text this number to enter to win this bike.
But,
you know, in the past, they were clunky, heavy beach cruisers, which were kind of, you know, cool to park in your garage or whatever.
Yeah, but they're all logoed and, you know, stickers and badges. And this one has an official badge, I think, on a 25th anniversary bike.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they have a video about it, and it's just like, well, we found this factory with all these tools, and we've got all these, you know, people that got started in auto backgrounds, and they kind of just made it a collect-all, and they're doing some pretty cool bikes. They even have they have some more, like, beach cruiser relaxing-style bikes, and then they have your traditional, looks like a 10-speed. Well, it's a single-speed, but, you know,
road cruiser. I think it's a 3-speed.
Or, yeah, I guess you get a 3-speed hub on them or something. Yeah, But
if I remember what the guy was telling me tonight.
But, yeah, so who knows? They'll pop up in town and enter to win.
Yeah, the bike shop guy I was talking to, Pablo, he said they're pretty sweet bikes.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't just a cool bike, cool looking, like, oh, cool, you put stickers on it. Like, he's like, no, this is a really nice bike.
It wasn't like my Dr. Pepper Puffy mountain bike?
No.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
Where is nothing that? It's like still that. In your garage?
Or that's what? In my garage, hanging up.
When you used to ride over here, now you take expensive Ubers because you're a man of great success.
It's been too fucking hot.
All right, it's time for if I can use this opener. So,
in search of New Belgian bike.
Yes.
I ride the shit out of that thing.
Look it out for.
I love gold!
New beer.
I think it's in I think it's in satin gray or satin gunmetal with red accents, I believe, is the official color.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet-looking bike.
No, there's no beer holster on it. You have to supply your own beer holster.
Well,
damn it.
The taco party continues here because we're having passing around the new beer, getting passed around from Dust Bowl Brewing Taco Truck Lager.
I love this beer.
This is an easy drinking light lager. It has a nice mild character. 2-row pale malt and the use of flaked oats and white wheat give the beer a clean, crisp character with a little sweetness, light body, and smooth mouthfeel. Very low bitterness, easy drinking and satisfying. 4.7. Sorry. Oh, I fucked up. Oh. I can't do the percentage game.
5.2.
Oh, no. Only 11 IBUs, man.
What?
Whoa.
Is that an IBU game?
That's not even a distinguishable IBU.
I think white bread toast has a higher IBU than that.
My socks have a higher IBU than
that. Well, I wouldn't doubt that.
Oh, wait. That's not what I meant.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's
taco.
The case.
Taco.
So, my favorite. Dust Bowl.
Favorite taco truck lager and food pairing is the LA Street Dog at Rocket Dog right now.
Ooh. Good record. All
right. All right. If somebody wanted to recreate an LA Street hot dog, what would they do?
What's on an LA Street
hot dog? All beef hot dog.
Okay.
Mustard, mayo, and ketchup.
I'm with you.
Two kinds of peppers and onions.
Nope. I'm
spicy?
Out.
Bell. Poblano peppers.
Okay.
Poblano, bell pepper, and white onion.
So if you were in the streets.
I'll have that without the onion.
If you were walking to. If you met up with Chu and you're walking to that.
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
That brewery that he's talking about.
What are you doing? Let's go have a beer and a hot dog.
McLeod's.
So if you're walking to McLeod's with Chu, this is the hot dog you get.
Yep, yep. It's the cart right in front of Randy's Donuts.
Right in front. Okay. Randy's note. Got it. Cool. Yeah. All right.
I'm guessing. There's got to be a hot dog cart.
Now I know what to look out for.
There you go.
So everyone has their taco truck?
See.
Yeah.
All right. Was there something else going on, Nick?
My favorite brewery, Pine and Palm, as Jake pointed out.
Listen to last week's episode 163 to listen to Roger from Pine and Palm.
He initiated a new way to get people to leave their house on Wednesdays.
Oh.
It's called Dumb Discount Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll post something completely random, pretty much whatever he thinks of that night, on his way to the brewery, as a discount for your beer. So Wednesday night's discount was wear yellow, get $1 off. Wear a yellow shirt and yellow pants, get $2 off. Wear a banana suit and get a free beer.
It's dedication if you have a banana suit just chilling in the closet.
I saw a free beer given away that night.
Whoa!
Somebody had
a banana suit.
You're like, hey,
yes,
this is normal.
This is normal, right?
Finally! I've been waiting for this day.
Yes. So it does work,
hey,
apparently.
Honey, you said I was stupid for buying a banana suit. Who's stupid now?
Free beer.
Who's stupid now?
Free beer.
You're still stupid.
Got a beer.
Good to see it. It was a guy in a nearby complex, and it's like he spilled like motor oil in his pants. He's like, fuck, all I have is this banana suit. And he's just walking by, and he's just like, oh, hey.
It was total just all happenstance. Right.
Free beer.
No, yeah. Yeah, he's just like, yeah, give me that pail. Like, here you go. And he's like, how much are you? Oh, it's free.
It's on us.
What? You got the banana suit on. What the hell are you talking about?
You making fun of me?
Hey, bro.
What's my sleepwear?
I got money, you know. I got money.
Oh, you saying I'm poor?
You saying I'm poor? You saying because I'm wearing a banana suit, I'm poor.
Just because I wear a banana suit, I'm poor. Well,
I can go buy some tacos right now. Is that what you want?
Oh, I can make this place a taco party at any moment.
I do have a taco
couple Coors
shirt.
Lights, and we can go.
It's more of a golden yellow. I think it would still work, though.
I think it would apply. At least half credit.
Or I have a junior high PE shirt. I think that's also yellow.
Oh, like man, the gold.
Oh,
birds.
We have the taco squad shirts.
Yeah, those are that's the golden yellow. It's,
oh, come on.
Goldbergs are bringing back the yellow
like,
PE
it's
shirts.
Specifics, it's like the 50-cent off of yellow.
Okay.
Well, all right.
And
just let me guys know when you're ready for me to drop a bomb.
Oh, she.
No, you take it outside, sir.
Yeah.
Outside, not in the studio.
If I do wait, take it outside, over, you guys please. Will regret it more.
Uh-oh.
I doubt that. I've never regretted a bomb being dropped outside.
Well, I can drop a bomb right now, guys.
I'm ready to go at any moment. Always got one in the chamber, you know what I mean?
Peter Brewer has a bomb to drop. There's also a whale in there for us to have, and then a local whale, too. That you guys may have had already, I don't know. But
probably be better.
Dinks.
But, I don't want to sell it, but it might be better.
So there's stuff. Yeah, there's stuff.
Oh,
there's stuff coming. Here.
Well, I will shut my yap and get to some whales.
No, I didn't hear more.
I was just gonna tell you guys. You're dying to know. You know, Spokeasy is still standing.
It's still standing.
Yeah, just in case you're wondering.
Local bar.
I checked it out. Districts. It's still there.
Yeah. Who was opening? Okay. Was it Jake or? Jason,
Jacob, J-Vox?
Yeah, J-Vox. J-Vox.
Yeah,
J-Vox, fellow musician, mm-hmm. fellow band community.
Hi, he's probably listening.
Hopefully,
and that other guy, the red haired dude, he's probably listening too. But you know, whatever.
Wow,
I saw him. He's cool. He's my favorite. He's my best friend.
He's my best bud.
Wow, I wish I had the beard of Brewer's life.
Just snub,
sounds pretty good.
Snub people and they still
see him on social medias on Sundays and Mondays. I was like, he's just at cool bars.
That's the thing. It's like I work all week and I go straight to home and I get home and I'm just like, I could sit on the sofa or I could go the fuck out right now and have fun. People are like, yeah, do you want to just sit? I'm like, no, we're going to go out and have fun right now.
Right it's happening. Now.
But tacos it's and
Sunday
fun.
And Monday, the worst days for fun.
Yeah, well, that's my weekend, so I don't care about people. General populace.
Fondue party is not a nacho cheese fountain, folks.
Taco party reference. All right, well, maybe
so where's these whales, bro?
Where are some whales, bro?
Where are these?
Pop is the fridge mic on?
We're waiting for the bomb.
Turn on the fridge mic.
Got us waiting here for the
Peter
bomb.
Brewer is going to the fridge for something.
The fridge.
You guys ready for this?
Coming this summer to a fridge near you.
Oh, it's in a bag.
Is it a brown paper bag?
I heard bottles.
So I'll finish my story when I get back.
All right.
I think he's drinking it while he's over there.
Oh, he's coming. Now he's coming back.
It's in a Save Mart bag.
He's walking. It's
that's not where whales are bought, sir.
Yeah, I know. What kind of whale you found in Save Mart?
This whole time.
Barrel-aged Blue Moon, guys. I heard it's great.
Barrel-aged.
I've kept this under the radar. I have not told you guys anything that was expecting to show up.
No, I didn't.
I didn't tell you nothing, I contacted anybody. I put it in a nondescript bag so you guys wouldn't be tempted to look in it. And kid you not, this is the box it came in.
Oh, I already know what. Well, wait. I thought I knew it. Maybe I don't.
It's a box that came in.
It's a box.
This is a store display, sir.
It's like a
toy show.
It smells like garlic too. I don't know what's happening.
Did you just say that it's you? That's not the box that came in. You said,
nice.
Ooh, it's a field work crowd.
So I made I have the email address for Paul from Fairfax. So I made a special request. I saw a social media post,
Fairfax.
And I said, "Paul, you are how did I
cool
put
dude."
It? So yeah,
okay, songwriter.
I'm pulling up the email. I should have been more prepared for this.
Should we?
Yep.
Hey, well, I'll let Beard Brewer. So I don't want
to. Does that say taco party on it?
I sent Paul a message to Paul. You are party. Our only hope. Crowler won. Paul.
Help. Crowler won. Paul.
And I sent him the link to Fieldwork releasing their shower beer, the Mosaic Light Lager.
Oh.
So Paul responded to me. He's all, holy shit, I was just there. Sorry. Holy crap. I was there the other day, and poop. This was not even running yet. Okay, I'm on it. I'll get it to you ASAP. He sent me back. He's all, got you crowlers. I'll send them first thing tomorrow. Not sure they'll make it on this week's show. So he sent it Monday morning. It came in today.
Wow.
So we have
man.
The official first or second shower beer on the podcast.
Wow. Shower beer is the name of the beer.
Actual shower beer.
So I thought you guys would be pretty cool with that story. I think you should be cheersing me or something right now.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yay. I love no, like, yay, that kind of cheers.
Oh, that
yay!
Kind of
cheers.
It's called shower beer.
And it goes sideways.
It happened. I mean, that was like on demand. I hit the Paul button. And
turn the
like,
boot.
You got you guys hooked boot. Up, bro.
Dang.
So thank you, Paul.
Yeah, my big guy.
Ooh, I'm stealing this aroma.
Oh, stop it. You stop. No.
Second pour.
I got top pour.
Oh,
it was
man.
My turn. It was my turn
my
for the top pour.
Top pour.
Going around the table here.
Are we going to get a remix of top pour? Like,
no, I don't want a remix. This aroma is crazy.
Wait. I'm going for a new glass.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did my big
fresh glass.
New glass, bro.
I'm going to go for the new Belge because it has a little.
Using new Belge. I'm using this little. What glass style glass is this? I'm holding.
I don't remember the official name, but it's basically an estate glass. But it's just stubby handle.
Estate.
This thing's almost empty. You guys took too big a pours.
Oops.
Oh, sorry.
Get your bottom. Get that bottom pour, bro.
Get all those esters in the bottom.
Esters in the bottom.
You guys are missing out. I could chew on this now.
Oh, my goodness. So, shower beer, is this a sesh, bro?
Oh, well, I saw the percentage.
Oh, we got a percentage. Guess.
I saw it, too.
Oh, 3.8?
Okay, 3.8. What's the other guess?
Still processing. 4.4.
Ooh, closest without going over is Jake from State Farm. Damn. Actual percentage, 4.2%.
Oh.
Over two, under two.
Yep.
Now on tap at Fieldwork, Shower Beer Mosaic Light Lager. If you've ever wondered why beer tastes and smells so amazing in the shower, there is a reason for that. Water molecules activate the receptors in the nasal passage, allowing even the faintest of smells to attach to the receptors and the mucous membrane. Pretty amazing, right? In reality, we don't care why it works. Just that after a long day of work, why not?
Words.
Long day of work, not much tastes better than a nice cold beer in a God, I can't even.
Soothing
warm shower.
Ass cold beer.
Ooh.
So.
This is excellent.
That's very. Very mosaic-y, and the clarity is amazing.
They
maybe a little on a car because it's in a crowler. I don't know, how, you know. But it's not bad though. It's good.
Oh, you it's could. Like,
it's like bathwater.
Could put it would on the Sonic Foamer. Would you
physics beer?
It's really good.
So I mean, obviously the beer is supposed to be very mellow, and it just lets that mosaic pop. It's all aroma. It dances on the tongue. It is there.
Wow, that's excellent.
So,
well, thank you, Bearded Brewer, and thank you, Paul. And speaking of Paul, guess what? Another surprise.
What could possibly be on your docket?
There is a new song from Paul this week.
Yes.
It is about having a sought after beer that you can't get. And this is
a quote unquote.
This is an ode to attack frequency from. Where are you going?
Oh,
can't go yet.
We're not talking about.
What happened?
We're not talking about whales. We're talking about unicorns.
Well, oh, unicorns.
Unicorns.
Oh, maybe.
Unobtainable mythical creature.
A new song from Paul and Fairfax called Attack Frequency.
Sitting on
the perfect board.
Drinking green flash IPA. Attack frequency. Haven't seen it yet. It's pretty hard to get, but pretty soon I bet I see it in the store. Drink it like a whore till there is no more.
Stumbling
into bed, dreams of you. Pretty soon we'll be me and
gong Walmart. Action.
Woo! New one from Paul and Fairfax. Nice. That was beautiful.
My first thought was the Who. I was waiting for Keith Moon to kick in and just bash it up. But it didn't go there, so now I'm thinking more Scorpions' Wind of Change.
That almost made me cry a little bit.
Man, they just start get even more important every song.
And more important.
I really enjoyed that. That was great.
He also did ship us a Vanilla Oak, which we have had on here, I believe.
Had it!
So...
totally had it.
I mean, we love that beer. We also thank you for sending to it, but it'll probably be a next week beer because we have some shit to get through. But this shower beer had to make it, had to be on, had to be enjoyed.
Do they make soap? I would appreciate this in a soap form. I would like to lather in this aroma.
Possibly.
Mosaic. Mosaic Irish Spring.
More Paul.
Oh, well. Well then. If we must. You're driving.
Hey, we enjoy voicemails on the show. 2-call limit! We enjoy your voicemails, though.
Who's that?
Voicemail. The voicemail yeah. Nazi.
And you only get 3 minutes if you're lucky.
Yeah. if we don't cut you off.
Those are guidelines.
Or, I mean, Google Voice doesn't cut you off.
Yeah, you never know who's going to cut you off. But 559-492-0552.
If we don't like where you're going,
42,
cut off.
Bounce, bro. Bounced.
Get to the point.
Let's see. Let's check in with our lovely listeners of the poor and see what the hell's going on.
Hey, guy, can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
I'm driving.
Scotty B.
Hey, so I'm listening to the latest episode with Roger on there, and I'm a little over halfway through, and I heard all the nice things you guys said about me, including Roger. I'm really touched. I was tear to my eye. I'm so touched. Tear of joy. I'm really flattered that you guys think so highly of me. Really, I am. I really am. That's all I have to say right now. But don't worry, I get 2 voicemails per week, okay? So I can still leave another one. And you know what? Last week, I only left 1, so I think I should get 3.
Oh, you bank? I don't think you can bank them.
There's no rollover minutes here.
Yeah, no rollover.
That's great work. I'm driving.
Driving.
There are no rollover minutes on your voicemails.
Thanks, Scotty B. In the good way, it's always good to start them off when it's Scotty B and him.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Back to back.
You did it.
I'm driving.
This is it. Make it good.
Can you guess where I'm driving to?
Stockton.
Can you guess?
LA.
Go ahead, take a guess.
Your mom's.
Okay. Oh, your mom.
Alvin, you got it. Anyway, I'm going to Dust Bowl's new chapter.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I've been to the one in downtown Main Street plenty of times. I'm going to the new one. Is that exciting?
It is.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Even if you guys aren't, I am.
We are excited.
Also,
can't wait to go to Dust Bowl.
Being that I only left 1 voicemail last time, I think I should get a rollover voicemail.
This is my
second one for this week.
We already went over this.
I should get a bonus one, a third one too. We'll see what happens. But I think that's how
it's going to be. Tennis Jim also, says it's an Roger, arbitrary rule made up by Mikey.
I'm already deciding that I'm the winner
and
Roger's going to brew this beer. This is the name. Spice Bomb Pumpkin Ass Ale. That's right.
You have to do it, Roger.
It's going to have every fucking spice from the spice cabinet thrown in it from the start, from the mash, and then he'll drain the mash. And then he'll give himself an enema with it and squirt it back into the boil kettle. That's where the ass part comes from. He'll boil it,
Scotty
cool it down,
B.
give himself an enema with it again.
Keep it classy, bro.
Squirt it back into the fermenter, and then he'll ferment it. But there's one ingredient that this won't have, and that's pumpkin. So it's a spice bomb pumpkin ass ale. You know everybody will love it, Roger. Who doesn't want to taste your butt juice? Well, anyway, that's the winner right there. All right, so keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Scotty.
I can't say I've seen too many beer recipes that call for butt juice. Can't say I've come across too many of them.
Man, I'm too busy driving to hang this thing up. Scotty. Why don't I hang up?
I hope he wasn't trying to like wreck or something.
I don't know, bro.
Can you pass me more of that beer?
Nope.
Which one? Nope. Drink it all.
It's canned. It's gone.
There, it's running on fumes. Get it where you can.
Orale, I hope this shit fucking goes through, eh?
Ooh.
Perfect pour. 2 year beer here. Check it out,
what's up,
eh? Roger. Pine and Palm, eh? Check it out, eh? I got
he
a
was
beer
asking
for
beer ready? Names.
A fresh, crisp IPA session of Holmes. Hot with Simcoe.
Mm-hmm.
Got
mm-hmm.
it? Mm-hmm. And it's for the Fresno summer heat, and we're going to call it a Fresco. Orale.
Get if you can get the naming fresco, rights for that.
Early. I'll call you back, eh? I got some more, eh? Early. Peace out, eh?
Two call limit, Chew. Two call.
Pretty sure you can't use fresco.
Can you spell it differently?
Not fresco.
Can you spell it differently?
Yeah.
Use a PH.
That's actually a cool name.
PHRES.
I think Roger might have to do that.
Guess who's back, eh? Chew your beer. Hey, Roger, here you go. Here's another one. This is, check it out. A silky, creamy stout with an airy, smooth feel to it. Kind of like scrambled eggs, Holmes. What are they?
Perfect pour.
A light malt backing with a nice hint of maple. What are they, Nick? This one's for you and me, eh?
Hey.
And we're going to call it Eggs and Waffles. What are they? Fucking breakfast beer. I'll call you back. Yeah, I got more.
Say, man, I don't know why I like that for some reason.
Eggs and waffles.
Eggs and waffles. Chew your
Pizza
beer.
Port makes a
eggs and waffles.
Did they?
Something beer. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Breakfast beer. Can I get that?
The breakfast beer.
We're gonna have to give Chew a pass.
Hey, Roger, Pine and Palm. Let's check it out, eh? Let's make a double.
I missed something.
Or a triple hopped IPA with hops that are only grown in the state of Indiana, S.A. And guess what, Mikey? We're going to name this one for you, eh? Guess what we're going to call it? Check it out, eh? Indiana Combs. What are they? Shit, hold on, blowing my mind, S.A. What are they?
It's like Indiana Jones, but Indiana Combs.
I might not, Holmes. I never say some for myself, eh? What are they, Holmes? Peace out, eh?
Peace out. Thanks, Chew Your Beer. There you go, Roger.
Ette Wacho. Roger Pine and Palm.
You have a lot of work.
You
got
to say his full name is Roger Pine and Palm.
Okay.
Roger Pine and Palm.
Okay. Louie, you got to get out.
Louie, the studio lavish dog is all fired up and causing problems.
Yeah. And eating Jake as we speak.
LB.
No, can't help me, bro.
What's going on, guys? This is the future indie beer fantasy football champ, Andy Martin, calling in. I just wanted to thank you guys for letting me in the league. And a special shout-out to Tony Bags.
It's Tony Bags. I'm
probably a mistake letting me in because I'm just going to proceed to dominate all of you. As a token of my gratitude, I wanted to bring in a celebrity.
Victory!
This gentleman, you might know him from ESPN. He's the older analyst on there. He is.
I would know.
Doesn't really deserve no introduction, but I'll just give him one anyway. Hall of Fame legendary football coach Will Holtz.
No way.
He's standing right next to me, so I'm just going to go ahead and
former Arkansas coach?
Yeah.
Thanks, Benny. So I'm looking at this pathetic excuse for a draft. Never in my 120 years as an analyst have I seen anything so disgraceful.
Yeah, he's pretty old.
I mean, Cam Newton and Andrew Luck with the 5th and 6th pick? Drew Brees with the 11th? What year is it? Broncos defense in the 3rd round?
This is sports talk, fantasy football talk, guys.
Is it accurate? That's all I want.
Yeah.
Quarterback?
Are you in the fantasy league?
Yeah.
You're?
I'm in the company one.
Oh, the company one. I thought you were the indie beer.
Someone give me a Miller Lite. Clearly, the winner of this draft, if you could call it that,
it's a good
is Holtz. Taco Party. That young man has definitely got some talent. This crap was so horrible that I won't give this podcast a time of day anymore. Lou Holtz out.
Thank you, Lou Holtz, for calling in.
I think I could drink some beer with Lou Holtz.
Giving his take on the draft.
He's back there in the back.
Character here.
Might chill out, him, Lou.
It might have him give his take on each week moving forward. But seriously, guys, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Yeah, listener. Actual listener.
Yeah, there is a fantasy football, the Indie Beer Fantasy Football.
Boring.
It's got a mix of perfect poor people and SD Beer Talk people in there. And Tony Baggs is running, commissioning the whole thing.
Every time I get a question, I'm like, you want Mikey. That's who you want.
So, yeah, if you didn't get in this year, make sure to remember it next year. And get in touch with Tony Bagg. So now the brothers love it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Fantasy Pop Vinyl League.
What's going on, Perfect Four? This is Jazz up here in the Northwest, holding it down.
All right,
hey man. So I'm calling because I just accomplished something special. I got my 1,000 distinct beer check-in.
Yes.
Nice. So,
1,000 timer.
How many of those did I rate a perfect score with? You know, how many did I give? How many of those beers did I give a perfect, you know, 5 stars to? And so I started counting. I had over 80. Wow. So either I'm, you know, giving out 5 stars like they're going.
Yeah, you're a generous bro.
Yeah.
I really like these beers. Anyways. So it got me thinking, you know, what do other people think as far as what's it take to give a beer 5 stars? You know, is it something that, you know, is a beer, you know, something extra special? Does it have to blow your socks off? Is it a party in your mouth? I mean, what does it take? And that being said, what does it take to give a beer 4? Because I know some people that don't even like to give 4s. So,
I'm a big fan, guys.
Interested to see what you guys have to say about that. Peace.
I want to see his Untappd handle. I almost never give 5s.
Yeah. I reserve 5s for special beers. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I only small handful I give 5s. I might give a 5 to the shower beer.
I feel like a 5, you see it coming. Like, you know, this is going to be a 5. You've been waiting like that long for it.
you already put it as a 5 before you had it.
Right.
Like Pliny the Younger for me, it feels like it's going
to
be a 5.
I have to put a 5.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody puts like a 3 for Pliny. Like,
But who says you're not always drinking 5s? You know, what if you're that cool, I guess? You always have a 5 in your pocket.
I'm a big 4.
Yeah.
If I just simply like the beer.
4, yeah.
I'm a 4. I'll give a 4. Like, that has to be my highest on Untappd is 4 ranking. If you get it above 4, then you're doing something right. I mean, you're doing something right if you make it to 4, but above 4, it's like, starts getting really epic-y. Usually, like, well, I'm a little too generous. Like, if it's not good, I don't like it, I'll give it 3 usually.
Yeah,
still.
But I guess what I'm getting at is you probably wouldn't drink a 3 anyway. Like, if you just look at a beer and
a second time, yeah.
Okay. Some beers just have an inkling going into it.
Probably not going to buy a 3 or less.
Right.
You might have it at somebody else's.
Like
this beer contains real butt juice.
Yeah.
Probably not going to go for that one.
A wood chip decomposed granite lager, you're probably not going to go for and give it a 5. we're just watching Mikey fight with the dog.
This dog is killing me.
It's killing me, Smalls.
Punk
kid. Killing me, Smalls.
My star bottle cap rating, whatever, It goes between 4.25 to 4.75. I stick within that limit. There's times where I do not give beers a rating, and it could be good or bad. I won't say which way that is. But.
Well, the times I don't give a rating is when I'm not familiar with the style or enough.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't even want to attempt, or I'm just lazy.
Do you feel obligated to give an explanation if you rate it below a 3?
Usually I'm pissed off enough to like say like, ah,
no hops.
Terrible. Yeah. Where's the hops? Yeah. Usually,
where's the hops?
That's my number
so
one.
So all stouts are below 3.
Number one criticism. Yeah. I have one of those criticisms and been caught. So
Guinness 2. Where's the hops?
Yeah.
Where's the hops? Guinness.
Had it. It's no hops.
Blackview Porter 2. Where's the hops? The shoots.
Where's the hops? It's a porter. Where are the hops? Have you never heard of a hoppy porter?
you have hops in your brewery? Yeah.
Oh.
Why aren't they in the beer?
Hello. Put hops in your beer.
You have them just sitting around. It's not like they're going to anything else.
Jeez, bro.
We're still in voicemails, guys.
What's up, fellas? Matt from Texas. Hey. Down in Seattle area.
Oh, hey, man.
Yep, now in Seattle.
Man. We'll hit the Rangers game, man. Oh. Third night in a row going up against Fresno. Series is tied up 1-1.
Fresno Grizzlies. Tacoma Rangers. Up
by one tonight, boys.
Uh-oh.
I think we're going to get it. Again, I got to file some complaints.
Uh-oh, here we
complaint
go.
Complaint department.
All right, let's go.
What's with the kids' nights, all right? What the heck's going on here? It's ridiculous.
The what?
The kids?
Tonight's not a kids' night, though. It's just the regulars. I like it. Next complaint. Okay. You guys haven't had a Rainier beer. You should try it. I won gold medal at GABF.
Man. Oh.
Not like you, but I like gold.
And of gold.
Anyways. They don't sell Rainier beer here, man. It's the only place. I have to drink them in the parking lot and then get rid of my cans under other people's cars. Come to a game and you find empties under your car.
I probably left these on your pickup truck. Toss them in the bed.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
That was a solid end. Just keep it.
Boom. Just keep up the good work. And that's it. Fresno Grizzlies, AAA team for the Houston Astros, Tacoma Rainiers, AAA team for the Seattle Mariners, battling it out in Seattle. Matt's up there hanging out.
He actually sent me a Snapchat, and I actually had to replay it. I looked at a little blah, 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 Grizzlies. I was like, what? And I looked, and yeah, he was sitting at the game. He had the ticket stub, and he sent me a photo of him.
Yep.
And I was like, well, that's cool. I'm all, hey, you're... I'm all,
Matt we, works across the street from the Grizzlies.
I'm all, so you know, I'm all, we're the brewery across the street from
Jake
the stadium.
From State Farm.
Yep. And he responded, he's all, dude, you guys are killing us. It's 5-0 right now. And I'm all, yeah, we do that. You know, it's cool. No big deal.
2015 champions. Not this year.
Pacific Coast League and PCL. National champions. Yep. They won both.
Boom. Kaboom. We are the best.
Sports. Mikey, I
Hey, perfect four guys. One of my friends told me about your podcast, and I like the 2.5-hour podcast where you drink like a whole bunch of beer, like, you know, we had them two fellers on a couple weeks ago, that Fontana Jim and that music guy.
Yeah.
That was a nice long podcast. Seems like you guys had a whole lot of fun.
I'd like to put
a challenge out to old Roger from Pine and Palm.
All right.
I know it might be Roger. A little out of season, but I think something fun, something punny, like kumquat cream ale. Yeah, that'd be funny. Yeah. Oh, another thing.
Hey, Beavis.
My buddy Fontana Jim tell you guys, keep up the good work, guys.
Your buddy, huh?
Your buddy. Yeah.
Calling for a friend.
It's for my friend.
Your buddy, Fontana Jim.
I'd like to know for my friend.
That was pretty good. That was an interesting personality to call in.
It's a pretty good character voice.
Oh, hey, Madigan. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, dude?
Good stuff.
It's okay.
Good things about this place is the taps are always revolving. A lot of good local beer. A lot of cool stuff. I mean, almost every other night. It's something I've never had before. I'm digging it. Another thing,
Paul needs to make a Cheers song, and I love all the Cheers songs. Or Cheers songs. I love all the bumper music that Paul's made. Keep up the good work. And there was something else.
All of them?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You heard the new one?
All right, guys. Keep up the good work.
Paul, make more songs. You've heard it.
Keep making songs, Paul.
So you want us to play Keep Up the Good Work is what you're saying.
I play it too much. The last voicemail of this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And another thing. I would have a beer with someone from a Harrison Ford University via that hottie, Daryl Hannah, her the android from Blade Runner.
Cause all right. All
we could go drinking real hard. She could drive me home. And, I'll explain and another thing. Fuck Bells for only one an hour long podcast.
He's still on it. He's still on Bells for criticizing the length of the show. Yeah.
This friend.
Yeah, Fontana Jim. Yeah, this guy that knows Fontana Jim also would like the show to be 2.5 hours.
Bells, who likes a short show, who caused us to go to a 2-hour show.
Who ironically was part of a 2.5 hour show.
Yeah.
But that reference was on one of my other podcasts.
Oh, really? Are you two-timing us, Mikey?
Get off my podcast.
Are you two-timing us?
Yep. Here's some Ford podcast. I came up with a new segment that really plays for all the shows. It can be adapted to all the shows. Was what Harrison Ford universe movie character would you want to have a beer with or not want to have a beer with and give your reasoning why? And so that's what he was referencing, the Daryl Hannah character in Blade Runner. That's who you'd want to have a beer with. But my first one was Marion from Raiders.
Of Somebody's Lost Ark?
Yes.
I love
it. It took too long.
Premature egoldulation.
Is this the 2x4?
What?
What? I need to know these things.
From our friend from now Colorado, Gabe. He was on our podcast. I do not remember the podcast number.
Yeah, that was a while ago, but
he has sent us another Melvin shipment. This one is the 2x4 double IPA.
Yes, this is one of the whales I was talking about.
2x4 has a stupid amount of hops layered on light malt base, which gives you way too notes. That doesn't. This is what the can says. Way too notes of pine, citrus, and tropical fruit. While there are many great beer styles from the past, think of this as the beer from the future.
Now, Melvin, they won at GABF. They won like best new small brewer, I want to say something like that. This Melvin has won quite a few awards. It is from the Melvin itself, talking about the 2x4. It's dear, insert name your name here. This is the best damn double IPA in the world. So if you were even considering sulking today, think again. Our 2x4 double IPA is the gold winner of numerous noteworthy awards, including the Alpha King Championship, 2 years in a row and counting. You'd be crazy not to drink this. So close your eyes, open up, and experience the mad floral, citrusy, and clean taste of pop talent. If you do not love it, no, you will.
My guess is 8.2.
All right. We know it's a double.
We do know it's a double. That
we're guessing.
Mandatory above 7.6. My guess is 8.2.
I know what it is. So
malty, bro.
9.
It still has a good hot bitterness on the tongue, though. I know there's a malt backbone in there.
7.9.
All right. What's the number, Mikey?
It is a 9.9.
What?
Jake from Stig
Farm. He guessed 9.9 flat, so.
Damn.
Man. I mean, yeah, I could see it. It has a little boozy backbone to it, but
I do not get nearly that amount of heat.
It's getting on the front or center part of my tongue. I feel it dance on there. That's how you can tell it's a double.
It's definitely not West Coast. Definitely that.
There's hops in there. Come on.
There is, but it's a 100 IBU, so there's hops in there.
But, I mean, it's Wyoming. It's left-er.
Alpine, Wyoming. Ooh. It's up in the northern, right on the border, near the border of Idaho and Montana, around in the national park area.
Can't tell you how many.
I hope our Furnacast, our podcast friends of Furnacast, they're not too far from Melvin. So
Melvin,
you're going to go to Yellowstone or something. You might want to check out Melvin Brewing.
I could see our friend Gabe saying this. Their tagline says, "Recycle, sucka."
This is a good beer, though. It hides that 9.9 really well.
I would put a 4-pack of this in my fridge. I don't know if I'd drink it by myself, but there's a spot for a 4-pack.
If your beer is not madness, it's not beer. Wow, thank you.
Thank you, Gabe. Thank you, Gabe.
It's nice. We had a 2x4. It's a pretty awesome can. It's got a guy. It's got like a sort of a scarecrow-esque guy, but he's all boards. He's made of boards, different pieces of board, and he has a Viking helmet on, and he's sawing off his right arm.
Like a saw.
Yeah. So I'm not sure why he's sawing off his right arm. But he is.
We've had this before? ?
Yes.
Okay.
We have?
It's not the first time he shipped this to us.
Really?
It's been shipped to us before, but
Untappd says yes.
But he is a big fan. I'll tell you the short story. So he is currently in the Colorados of the States, and he tells me he is on a constant search for good beer for his own personal library. And he takes Tioga over there and West Coast beer and takes it over there and shares it with people saying, this is what we need. In turn, when he takes beer back to us, to his friends, he says, this is what you need to try. Don't worry about anything else. Whatever I send you, whatever I recommendations, he's all, this is what you should have.
Just do it.
Yeah, so.
Just do it.
Is that the first time you sent us Melvin's? And it probably won't be the last.
Mm. Always nice to have a good connection. Yeah, because I was looking where you can get Melvin. And of course, you get it in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Portlanders can get it.
Short drive to Wyoming.
Matt, who's just called in, can get it. It's in the Seattle area.
Nice.
Mm. You can get it in Boise.
Boise. You can get it in
Colorado.
Boise.
So all the kind of various specific Northwest Wyoming area places get to have it. And
not so popular hit from Boys to Men. Boise.
Well, time for some looking out for beers.
Somebody's getting Snapchats over there.
Beers to look out for. Uh-oh. What's your Snapchat handle, Jake from State Farm?
My Snapchat handle is Jake from No.
Jake from No.
From the No, yeah.
It's not Fresno. Obamacare?
No, it's not Obamacare. Jake from No.
There you go. No Obamacare. More like No Obamacare. All right, Sweetwater Brewing's Dank Tank. This is not something we can get, I don't think. Don't we get some Sweetwater here?
I think the Fort. Stillwater. Oh, Stillwater. Yeah. The Fort has a small selection. That's the
Dank Tank, 22 ounce. It looked interesting. That might be more for other listeners, maybe not necessarily local listeners, but something that's one to look out for.
Not going to work here anymore.
Alpine Beer.
Yes.
Rider on the Storm.
Ooh, doors just reference.
Came out. Rider on the Storm. 22 ounce porter, rye malt with vanilla.
Ooh. Oh,
5.3.
You have my attention.
It's possible we could get it as we get Alpine beers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But a non-hoppy beer from Alpine?
Yeah.
All their beers have hops, I'm convinced.
Okay. So they took Mikey's advice.
Yes. Like, just put hops in your all your porters and you'll be fine. The Schutz.
Ah, yes.
Hopzit. Autumn. This is what caught my attention. Autumn IPA, they're calling it. It is a 12-ounce. It's coming in 12-ounce bottles. Those Deschutes 12-ouncers with Pilsner malts, 7%, 60 IBU. So I just thought the autumn IPA description was interesting. Coronado's. This one's for beer to brewer. Coronado's Punk and Drublick is coming out. Out.
Oh boy!
So
awesome!
It's coming. The downtime for beers is about to happen. Summer's about over, so it's about the time to shut things down.
Screw you guys and go. Yeah, now.
We'll be back in the spring. This should be our off season. We're going to shut down the show for a few months and let this whole fall beer stuff.
I'll hold it down for you while you guys.
Yeah, it's just going to be Nick for a few months.
Welcome so, to I'll me. Cool.
I'll join you in this.
All right, yeah. Jake the Sea Farmer and Nick will do the perform for the next few months.
All right.
Since it's turning into fall beer.
We'll get Justin to do his best Mikey impression.
There you go. Oh, one that looks really.
Jake, that means you got to grow the beard.
I know.
So okay, slow. So slow. Working on for years now.
Like a 14-year-old boy trying to grow facial hair. This one, I don't know if this is going to make it or not. We are a pizza port town, but this one seems like it's going to be pretty limited. Pizza Port's Graveyard Pale. It is the first time they're putting it in cans. I guess it's only been available on a draft.
I like the name.
Limited release. Mosaic, Ella, and Vic's Secret, and Super Pride pops, 6.2. So I just... it looks like it'd be really, really good. I don't know if we can get it, but looking out for that. Is there any beers you guys are looking out for?
Speaking of shutdown season.
Uh-oh.
It's narwhal season.
Narwhal. I gotta catch me a narwhal.
Bye, buddy. I hear it's on the horizon. It's coming quickly. I don't know how quickly, but better soon right now. And then for you IPA-ers, IPA-ins,
yeah.
Founders found a big-ass can to put their, what's their lawnmower beer?
All day.
All day IPA. Session IPA in a 19.2-ounce can.
Yeah. Oh,
finally nice. Have proper size for a session beer.
I don't know if it's just a nickname, Oscar Blues does, but they call that their stovetop. It's a 19-ounce. Ah,
okay. Nicknamed it. Yeah. I like it. Yeah, it's an odd-sized can. Not quite a bomber, but...
Yeah, well, it's the same...
Bomber can,
it's the same diameter as a 12-ounce or 16-ounce can, but it's just a little bit taller, and it has that 19.2 ounces, I believe, is the...
So not the mega 32-ounce Mission Brew can and or standard Crowler issue.
No, 19.2.
But not a, not the 4-pack 16-ounce.
That was my favorite thing is when I worked at the Peeves Public House, you were given a shift beer. Well, I realized it was like, well, if I don't have a shift beer, I could go home after work because I'd usually do closing. So I'd always grab a 19.2-ounce Goodnight. Which is their Imperial Red.
Nice. I'm getting all the alcohol I can.
Yeah. I would have a good night.
ABV per purchase. But was it a shifted forward or shifted in reverse?
Oh, it shifted you reverse into that bed.
No, okay. Just check.
Some looking out for that I have. Out of Richmond, California. Not Virginia. California.
A beer area, is that
East Brother Beer Company? They I saw on Snapchat from Good Beer Hunting. Yeah.
Oh, now you're all about Good Beer Hunting.
Oh.
Now
this
are you going to try to get on Good Beer Hunting?
Before
hey guys, I can't make
this
it.
Is before the podcast. This is just total followed them on
I guess.
They said proofing cans, and they had the cans all laid out there. And so they have a pale wheat, a red lager, red IPA, a Bow Pills, and an oatmeal stout. All these cans. And I thought of Mikey because they look very baseball font and styling. Yeah, I saw that.
Those are really cool. Like sort of in the Modern Times frame, but different. And it's like, I want those cans.
I'm
and
looking out for those
on our rafters.
I'm still looking out for that Alabama IPA. I've contacted some of our East Coast people, and I know there's several states away, but they would still have a better chance than us to get a hold of that. So, still looking out for some Alabama.
You looking out for anything, Jake?
Yeah, I'm actually looking out for the Modern Times Monster Park Imperial Stout aged in tequila barrels with lime, vanilla, and sea salt.
Boo, tequila barrels.
Was the beer aged or was the coffee aged? Ooh.
It's got a green
Imperial Stout aged in tequila barrels.
Okay.
Will it also be $30?
Probably.
If it's at Whole Foods. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I still have a Mega Black House in my fridge and a City of the Dead. I don't know when I'll ever get around to those, but they're chilling there.
I will come over and help you with those.
Okay.
Looking out for some Firestone stuff, Eldorado and stuff.
Who?
Eldorado.
You looking out for your double DBA, bro?
What about the Rye DBA?
I have one.
Okay. Yes. Have you had it, though?
No.
Oh. You had it.
Report back when you do.
Oh, yeah. I will. I'm excited. I don't know when we'll drink it, though. We still have a DDBA in there. So,
We got one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Had it. I hate this opener.
Mikey's struggling.
Oh, good. It's not the one I got you. Cool.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
I did it, though. I'm proud of myself. New beer.
Chainsaw would have been faster.
This is a local whale.
What? Who?
Never heard
looking
of
it. Looking out for a beer.
I caught a glimpse of the side. I know what it is.
The Slauncher Imperial IPA from Kauia Brewing Company. Have you guys had this?
I've had it.
I was thinking you would. Had it.
It's possible.
I was at Spokeasy on Sunday, and I was like, hey, you guys heard of this Slauncher? And they're like, had it. Totally had a keg of it on down there. I was like, oh, I feel stupid now.
The Pliny Killer.
Yeah. Well, it had some reputation as being the Pliny Killer. That was Bell's big looking out for. Bell's actually alerted me to this. This was, may still be at
Victory?
Nope. The more northern one. The Fort.
Fort.
This is here in Fresno at the Fort.
Fort it or again it.
There were still a couple on the shelf. I took two. Bell's took two. So Bell's.
And nobody else knows about this.
Cheers to Bell's for alerting. And I was like, I was going to tell you guys, I was like, no, it'll be better if they don't see this and I have it on the show.
So we both did some undercover shit?
Yeah.
I mean, stuff. Sorry.
I'm just lazy. I don't care.
So we all got our Slauncher.
Whoa.
It has a good bite to it.
Kauia's from Tulare,
what
California.
Is this supposed to be better than?
Kauia Brewery, a little south of Fresno.
This is supposed to be better than the Elder or the
Not Younger? Supposed to be better. It's just like, well, I guess if you're saying Pliny Killer, it's supposed to be better than Pliny.
It did win.
But which version of Pliny?
It went second place in their IPA festival there and down in Barrier, like one of the
really?
Which one it's called?
The one before SF Beer Week one?
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. That's actually pretty impressive to do that then. I like it.
Wow.
It's not Pliny Killer though.
We just got some instant Twitter direct messaging right now from Toddalot. He said, cheers guys, listening to last week's episode right now. Thanks for all the cheers lately. Realized I've been listening to you guys since episode 47.
Whoa. Damn.
Wow. So he said, I should probably finally send you guys impressed. Some beer. Now you should be impressed. He said, I guess I should get around to send you guys some beer.
Oh, man. Do we? Yeah. So yeah.
If there's anything we're looking out for from the San Diegos, let Todd-a-lod know. That's what he says.
Hey, thanks, Todd-a-lod. I have him in my cheers, too. So.
Todd-a-lod, you ever cheers. Heard of Modern Times?
Yeah, now we have Modern Times. We're like, San Diego.
Whatever.
Over it. No, Beechwood. Beechwood.
You still on Beechwood, huh?
Yeah. There's a lot of Beechwood I haven't had.
What'd you call me?
Because those assholes didn't have any bottles when they went to the brewery.
Mm. Oh, you want?
That's their bottles? M.O. Oh, we don't have any bottles, and we don't know where to get them.
Yeah.
But you can get a growler.
You can get a growler. I don't want a growler.
Yeah, I don't want it to last bottles. 2 days. I'd like it.
I don't want Bob. If you want bottles that you're going to have to wait 2 weeks till we get them. 2 weeks. This is a geographical oddity.
2 weeks from everything.
Tell Kenny I said this is a good beer.
My hair treatment.
I will tell him.
Fire. I'm a dapper damn man.
It'll possibly be at the Oktoberfest.
He's bonafide.
Bonafide.
You ain't bonafide.
Oktoberfest.
Sorry.
Coming to Fresno on September 18th, we have the annual anal beer fest called the Tower Brew Fest, formerly known as Oktoberfest. It is the Tower Brew Fest.
Looking out for event.
September 18th, which is a Sunday, I believe.
September 18th, Sunday, Oktoberfest.
It will
feature
probably over 60 breweries. Tickets are $35.
60 breweries.
Includes your entry, includes your taster glass, unlimited samplings, and it includes a food ticket.
Yes.
They will have food vendors, and you walk up and hand them a ticket.
The best pizza you've ever had in your life.
It is, because me and Ed's is across the parking lot, but they're right there. Yep. So you don't even have to go across the parking lot. You just go, I'd like some Dilla, and they're all, here you go.
Women with those tops that push up their boobs.
That's a different festival.
We'll have a couple of those.
The Lederhosen.
Lederhosen.
The Lederhosen.
The winches.
The winches.
I've never seen these winches.
Oh, well.
Yes, you have. Have
the time. You're probably...
Straggler. I get there at like 4:45.
You're probably hanging out at the Hangry Orchard booth too long.
Hangry Orchard. I'm getting hangry.
Is there going to be the festival behind the... You won't
like me when I'm hangry.
Sequoia?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're in the...
I missed that part. I was thinking about...
They're in the parking lot
I was listening
behind,
to the good beer hunting show in my ear. I was like, wait. What are we talking about? But what about yours, guys? That's what I was thinking of your time. What about Tioga Sequoias?
If we had to talk about more Fresno things, coming up on September 24th, 2016, from 12 to 11 p.m., we will have the Tioga Sequoia Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest is known to happen in the last couple of weeks of September, extending into October. We will have specialty beers. I've heard of, I believe, a peach Berlinerweiss. We're working on an alt beer, some sort of a doppel. We have our Tamarack, which is our Martzen Amber. And I think we're working on another one or so. We will have, obviously it's free entry, but you pay $10. You get the 20-ounce Stein mug with the official logo on it, and you get your first fill. Fill should be about $5 from after that.
Your first fill? How many fills do I get a fill? Like Phil, like how old is Phil? Like, is it like a good Phil or it's like a mint Phil? Or
he's all right. He's easy on the ice.
I get a second Phil free if I put $10.
You buy three Phils, you get one free.
All right. How many Phils can one guy get? Yeah.
We'll have music. We'll have food vendors. We're working with all the food vendors. We'll have Taste Kitchen. They're going to do brats. We're going to have Tree of Life, another local restaurant in town. They're going to come up with some things. We're going to have Fatty Albert's Pizza. They're going to do some sort of a
brat pizza.
Oktoberfest brat pizza. Ooh. They're working on pretzels. And Jake will be dressed up in the nines. And
Might be dressed up as a keg that day.
He has a keg costume. It's known to come out every once
just
in a
like,
while.
You know, just like the banana guy costume.
Yep. Show up in a keg costume.
Dollar off beer.
Yeah. Do I get a dollar off if I jump in the keg costume?
Yes.
Yes.
And so it'll be good fun. We'll deck the whole place out and come down and have some fun.
October's the month, man. All kinds of.
It's like a.
Or September. Yours is September.
Second wave of beer festivals is fall.
Well, both are. The Tower Brewfest and ours are both in September.
Yeah, well, Tower's got bumped up 2 weeks. He typically was in October.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, everything shifted.
The Firkin Fest, that's in October.
Yeah, and then there's a Firkin Fest in
October. They moved there because. Is that at BC's? They moved theirs to October because everything was in September.
Where's this Firkin Fest?
Another beer festival happening local to us is at Apcal Winery in Madera. They are doing the official Firkin Fest. There will be no regular keg beers. All Firkins.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
That was a trend a couple of years ago.
So all Firkin Fest happening.
If you hate carbonation, go to the Firkin Fest. Go to
Apcal for more details.
Warm, uncarbonated beer.
Yeah. Like warm, uncarbonated beer. This is a festival for you.
So,
but I mean, oh, I like warm, uncarbonated beer. Oh, come this way.
Right away, sir.
So, they'll
get you right in.
While you're waiting in line to get in, they'll have an instructional video of what the hell a firkin is.
No, they won't do that. They wait till you buy the ticket. And then they're like, oh, by the way, this is all uncarbonated and warm. What the? Come on in.
Come on. Please, come in. I'm looking for food. This is not what I want to do.
Yeah. I don't get firkin. Sorry.
That's because you don't drink stouts.
Oh. I do once in a while.
What was that noise?
Did our I Love Gold guy die?
Yeah, he was I can't do it anymore.
Firkins. Oh.
This one, another listener donated beer.
That sounds carbonated.
This is from Florida Steve. This one I think was specially sent out for Nick.
Was it now?
It was. We'll let you read it.
Okay.
Oh, gross.
Homemade apple pie cider. But see, here's the...
Oh, my God. What the hell?
It smells like wafers.
Smells
like strawberry wafers.
Smells like partially baked apple pie crust.
Well, here's where they effed up. It's a freaking red apple in the can. Everybody knows you make apple pie out of green Granny Smith apple.
Granny Smith. Tart is all fuck.
Sorry. So I think...
Tart is all crap. I'm the one cussing on this show. People should be mad at me.
Dude.
Write your letters of complaint to perfectpoorpod@gmail.com.
No, perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com.
Perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com.
There's a couple of things that don't match.
Write your complaints there.
This is more of an ice cream, apple ice cream beer. This is like they tried to mix the Alamo in.
Oh, yeah. See, I am so susceptible to somebody saying, like this. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
For some reason,
ice cream on top of an apple pie.
I don't understand it, but I'm getting strawberry.
This is like dead seaweed.
To me,
this is like strawberry pie, especially this that gelatin like, that you put on the bottom of the,
but
of
with
the graham
strawberry
cracker.
Pie, but with whip, not like Cool Whip, but with cool. That homemade, when you whip, do whip topping.
Whipped.
Wait. So if they called this strawberry pie, I'd believe you. If you call it apple pie,
yeah, it's a little too
I am
sweet
getting
for
more
apple
of
pie.
A strawberry pie.
That's because it's red apples and not green apples. Who wants it?
Matt. Nobody.
Was this a Cigar City? I missed.
Yep.
Okay.
But it's actually a cider.
It's a drinkable cider.
Not a beer.
It has less sugar than a soda.
Hey,
by one gram.
I just noticed that they have nutritional facts on it. Calories 185. That's not bad. No fat, no saturated fat, no trans fat. 31 milligrams of sodium. That is very low for sodium. Dietary fiber, zero. Carbohydrates, 8%.
Will not make
that's
you
not
poop.
Bad. That's not bad. Sugar, 19.2 grams and 0.4 grams of protein. This would be better with your lunch that you pack every day than any soda you can buy.
Hey,
plus
look at
booze.
That. There's a selling point.
And alcohol.
You sold me on that.
Thanks for it, Steve.
Apple's way on the back of this one. All
right. Yeah. So.
Been caught drinking would be a stout if it was a beer.
Oh. You think so, huh?
I know it.
I think it'd be a dirty beer.
You're a dirty beer.
You're a dirty beer.
Yeah. What have we been drinking of interest in the past week? I am Dorktown on Untapped. Bearded Brewer.
Dorktown.
Bearded Brewer 87. What have you been caught drinking?
I've had a basic beer week.
Yes.
Basic beer week.
I went into the I started my night off at Poplo's. No surprise.
Poplo's.
And they had Swami's fresh tapped, tasted good. Enjoyed one of those. We ended up at the Spokeasies, and it was my worst nightmare. They had three IPAs on draft, and my night was not over.
Yes.
But there were three double IPAs.
Woo! Oh, my God.
They were all
How did that happen? They
were all packing 9% or higher.
Yeah. Ooh.
And I was just like, well, you guys are killing me. I can't do this.
What did they have?
Whatever.
What?
What's a nutter? Something
I want to know.
I looked at percentages and said, I can't do this right now.
I can't even.
We have water in the back.
And do you even double IPA?
Pre-beer.
So I settled for something just a little bit less. I went with a Torpedo 16-ounce can. Oh, it was safe. I knew what I was getting into. It tasted good. It
boring.
Hit the spot. I was at Goldstein's that same evening. And it could have been Persuasion by Stacy. She was bartending that day, but I ended up with a can of Fat Tire and a half pour of 1554. I could have swore while I was there I had a Hoppy Pilsner from Fieldwork. Could have been Faction. Could have swore it was one of the two. My beers I've been drinking at home. I took home 6 packs of Sherman, Tamarack, and 99.
Yes.
I've been going through those things.
Nice, nice.
That's what I've been caught drinking this week.
All right. Said Rad Stacey. I had to play this one.
Rad Stacey.
Nick 80 on Untapped.
Hello.
What have you been caught drinking?
Beer.
All right. Okay. That's good.
How was your Bud Light?
It's better than being caught drinking wine.
Yeah, whoa. Hold your accusations till the end, sir. I also made it out of the house to a place called Spokeasy.
Good for you.
And I had...
Did you see what the doubles were on tap? Because Beer Brewer can't remember.
No, because I went straight for the Alesmith Hawaiian Speedway Stout.
Gosh,
on tap.
Yes.
So I'm sitting at home on Sunday.
Was it on Nitro?
No, it didn't need to be, though. And I'm sitting
didn't
at home.
Didn't need to be, bro.
And I was like, notification. Spokeasy. Now tapping. I was like, what the F? I've got nothing to do right now.
Notification from... How'd that happen?
Well, I mean, Facebook, you know, right? I'm just perusing Facebook, and they recently posted.
Boom.
Hey, this is going on.
You can
kind of
set that on tap, too.
Yeah.
On tap, you can set a notification for a beer.
For a bone?
Yeah.
I need to do that.
Something pops up in town.
That'd be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran my ass down to Spokeasy and had a pint of it. Not even a pint. It was a...
Taster?
Yeah, 8-ounce or 10-ounce pour. They limit it because it's 12%.
Yeah.
So, but it was cool. Hung out there for a while. Talked to J-Box. The old J-Box. And what was the other beer I had? It was a... Clinkage. Uintas? Was it Uinta?
Uinta.
The hop nose.
No, it was a some sour.
There's a lot of Uinta in town right now.
There is.
Utah's Uinta.
Uinta. Whoa, dog. Pit stop kettle soured apricot IPA.
Ooh.
That was interesting. It was really good. It followed up. I mean, because the Alesmith was pretty bold, and this one kind of followed up and went nicely after that one. Ooh, that's
and Dorktown, that's uncomfortable silence.
Yeah, that's apparently all I had.
All right.
that was unique anyway.
Yeah.
Still working on some Modern Times Black House in the fridge.
Oh.
Pine and Palm Centennial IPA.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had that.
Mm-hmm.
Had it.
That was the crowler we had last week.
Jake, State Farm. Just anything cool?
A few notables.
Whales, bro.
No, no whales this time. I've had a... Well, I guess you can say it. Well, it's a new anniversary beer they're coming out with at the Timbler Brewing. It's a double IPA. It's called Howler.
Howler. How was that?
Howler. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Shallow Howler.
Yeah. It was not bad. It was really good. Maybe I want a little more hop to it, but it was really good. It was drinkable.
You don't use Untappd very much, huh?
No, I haven't been.
I don't see you on Untappd.
I've been neglecting it, I guess.
Oh, noises.
I had a margarita at Casa Corona. Does that count?
If there's a margarita in tap, sure.
But yeah, Casa Corona. Very, very light in the beer drinking this last week. Hard alcohol because it's a friend's birthday.
I know you're a South Valley rep for Tioga. Somebody, speaking, Nick just mentioned Casa Corona, which is in our neighborhood. Somebody needs to get that fucking taps straightened out at Casa Corona. I'm sick of it not having good beer. This is a regular place for me and my family.
Uh-huh,
and they have a cool bar. I like the bar.
Really cool.
It's a sort of a historic bar for this neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there's nothing on fucking tap. And
El Toro también.
So get some Sherman double dry hop on tap.
Was it something before El Toro?
Nah, not that I'm aware of. Oh, okay. It's always been El Toro before Casa Corona.
Toro. Best flour tortilla tacos in the West Side.
Ooh, flour, huh?
That's right.
Fleur.
You got to roll the R.
That's a new beer.
That's how you know.
They have an enchilada. It's like an enchilada burrito.
Yes.
I just had that.
I was hoping that this beer would make more sound, but it's pouring like fucking motor oil.
What do we got here?
Motor oil. I once had a motor.
We have motor. Yeti Imperial Stout from Great Divide Brewing Company.
Oh, Untamed. Busted into that.
Colorado.
Yes.
Dang, we are hitting heavy this week.
Big Gabe asked me if there was anything that I could request.
Finally.
Oops, I used my big
glass. I said, I love Yeti. I love Great Divide. I have not seen anything from them. I said, you don't have to go fancy. Doesn't it have to be cappuccino. Doesn't have to be barrel aged. Doesn't do any. Just, they're straight up.
Yeah.
I can get it in Hanford.
What? Hanford? Oh, at the Granville?
Grangeville has it.
They regularly get Great Divide. What? Yep. Oh, that's worth a trip,
man. You can take the train.
They also
get some ice
bells.
Cream.
Bells too hard and everything.
They get bells too hard regularly.
You can take the train
in a legal way.
Legal way.
How do they do that?
A lot of these store owners are Syrian, so they know all these different people.
Oh, okay.
And they like to trade with other Syrians from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was working in Lemoore. I was like, where am I? Am I close enough? Grangeville? I looked. And I was like, it wouldn't matter. I can't buy alcohol while I'm on the job. But I was like, damn, I need to go.
Damn Yeti Imperial Stout is an onslaught of senses. It starts with big, roasty malt flavor that gives away rich caramel and toffee notes. Yeti gets its bold hop characteristic from an enormous quantity of American hops. It weighs in at 75 IBUs. Most dry hopped IPAs are about 75 IBU. So they're saying that hops have a key factor in this beer.
Mm-hmm. I'm fairly certain there's a good amount of hops in Old Rasputin, which is one of my favorite stouts. I could see this being tasty. The same.
If you walked up to the bar and they had Old Rasputin and they had Yeti on draft, which way would you go?
Let me drink this for a minute and I'll let you know.
Yeti. Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeti.
I mean, obviously I'd go for Yeti for the unique factor, but Old Raspy is one of my favorites.
Nitro or regular?
Nitro or regular, bro.
Whatever you got.
Someplace had Yeti on Nitro.
That'd be the deal breaker.
We wouldn't be here right now.
We're like, done.
Guys, I'm dead.
Podcast is over.
Literally guys, dead.
Guys,
I'm alive enough to text you, but I'm dead.
We saw your check-in. We know where you're at.
No, I'm dead.
My thumb is alive.
Well, some beers I had drinking this week.
What you been?
Couple of Mai Tais.
You're still here.
The Fortunate Islands with grapefruit zest.
I ain't no fortunate one.
Excellent. Black House from Modern Times.
Nice. Excellent. You chose wisely.
I was like out of all my normal pale beers. So I was like, I'll drink this black house.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Slumming it, huh?
I had that righteously hopped red IPA from Mother Earth because the Fig Tree Liquor has those in singles right now.
Ooh. Nice. That is a damn good beer.
That's a good call.
It's in singles, the single section.
It's a good beer.
Look for it.
I had a six pack of it.
It's 2016. Shouldn't that be the Tinder section?
Oh. Whoa. Hey, because it looks so pretty in the window, the new label art
label from
Hop Nosh, the Uinta Hop Nosh six pack.
New label.
Can six pack. They got, you know.
The orangish.
Yeah, I just had to get it.
The regular or the orange?
I'll tell you about, you know, if you guys know BJ's, the restaurant brewery chain.
Yes.
We have
Fresno
one here
version
Fresno.
Of Gordon Biersch.
Sort of like a Gordon Biersch-esque place. That used to be Becky and I's like go to place. Like if we couldn't think of any place else, we'd just go to BJ's because it's just good.
Giant potato and a cookie for dessert.
But we went to like a new one in the Bay Area, coming home from something from the Marin or something, and it was like this terrible experience. Like it was just
what?
It was the most horrendous service we'd ever.
The one around Great America.
In our life. No, it's like Livermore or something.
Yeah.
And it was brand new, so like we just got this terrible experience, and we're just like, we're not going to any BJ's anywhere. Like it was so bad, like all the BJ's everywhere got banned. So our regular place here in Fresno, we banned it, and we hadn't gone there for 2 years. So I hadn't been in there for a couple years, and we finally were like, we relented, like, all right, it's time to lift the ban. We'll go to BJ's. And so I
need a potato.
Yeah. they have a collab beer with Green Flash called Hop Packed IPA. So I'm like, oh, this is sweet. It's like a rye IPA. I was like, oh, this is kind of a unique thing for Fresno to have and BJ's whatever. And it was okay, but it was just very like mild, like kind of like how all BJ's beers are just very unoffensive. But also not, it was just
crushable.
Like, yeah, crushable. I guess it's a whole list of crushable beers. They're all crushable. But
aqueous,
aqueous beers, aqueous crush.
So freshies.
So it was a fine beer, but it just was just like, you know, blind. And then I had a Hop Storm, their kind of go to IPA they have, which is again. Same thing. Like, yeah, this is well made, but also.
What else you got?
Like, boring at the same time.
But
what was cool, though, they have.
More hops in my beer?
They've updated when they. Because they also have guest taps, too, there, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And they usually have some good stuff on. But they also have a new board in the Fresno one, anyway, on the wall face that would be facing the mall side. They have a whole big board of everything they have on tap, like a very big board. Like you don't need your beer menu. You can just look up at it. And like, right, well, so right. I enjoy boards. So
yes,
I'll give them that. BJ's. I'm
chalkboard sell.
It's like you're staring at your waitress, and they're like, "Oh, what do you have on draft?" And they just point behind them. They're all
that's
right there.
Exactly.
Don't
right
makes it
easier
it
for the wait staff. I think you missed this one, maybe, or maybe I didn't catch it. Did War I? Pigeon from Trakes.
Oh, I did that? Have that.
That's good.
The IPA, the double IPA from Drake's.
So long ago, I forgot. Ooh,
that's a good fucking beer.
That's a good beer.
Yeah. So Bells was saying this is the Buku killer. I don't remember Buku ever being this good. This beer is good.
You say it's better than when Buku was came out.
Better. War pigs.
Oh.
War pigs.
Oh. Pigeon. Same pigeon. Thing. It has the same, same first three letters, right?
Yeah, yeah. Pigeons are the pigs of the sky. Okay. Got it.
But that's it. I'm recoing that war pigeon from Drake's.
I will second that motion.
I don't know if it'll fall off or not. At the moment, it hasn't fallen off. But
You did say Drake's, right?
Yeah, Drake's Brewing out of South Bay.
The triple hop. South Bay. The triple IPAs coming to town.
What, the Black Label?
No.
Apocalypse?
No. Gosh, what's it called? The Aromatherapy triple IPA.
Yeah, I was disappointed by the last one, so they'll come back.
Aromatherapy or Aromacoma? No.
Aromatherapy triple IPA. The Ronnie Hensley of the local craft beer said that the Drake's rep hooked him up with a freshie and that it's coming
back. Got a freshie, bro. Dustin.
Good old Duster. That's the Drake's rep name.
So we'll see how that goes. I don't know if I don't dabble with triple IPAs too often. I don't know about you guys, but
that's not a session. Triple doesn't mean session beer.
I throw those out in the streets.
And I'm scraping them up off the ground after Mikey tosses them. I'm like catching foul balls in the infield.
So would war pigeons be...
They're foul.
Oh, okay.
Is war pigeons equivalent to cake covering war pigs? Is that what war pigeons is? Because I'm stuck on that. The song's in my head right now.
I'm sorry to hear that. Cheers!
Mikey's going to move this along. There'll be no war pigeon talk.
Let's give some cheers out. People would think are cool.
Yeah. Rad Stacy.
Rad Stacy. Sure, Rad Stacy. What the hell? She's not listening. I don't have to cheers her.
She's got cool bikes, though.
Evan Cross. Luke Monday. Mm-hmm. Todd Allard.
Mm-hmm. Total Lord.
Corey Boswick. Marcus Albert. Mm-hmm. Tom H. Deb Z. Reggie 559. Adam Tovar. And cheers to all you guys. Cheers to the golden gods, the very special people of the perfect poor that donate money to us on our Patreon page. On the rig. If you go to Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpoor, you see our page there, and it's a way you can donate to the show. And if you donate, then you get a couple little extra something-somethings. You get to hear the tailgate session. And you can also get the show a little bit earlier than everybody else gets it. And you get invited to the private Facebook group. Oh, my gosh. What happens there?
Shenanigans.
It's like every other beer Facebook group, but it's perfect poor people.
But we got top pours.
Yeah.
Super secret.
Super secret.
Yeah, especially if you have a grandparent that is susceptible to buying as seen on TV stuff. Convince them into donating perfect four.
this will clean your whole house in 1 month, Grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
It's my best friend from college. He's like trying to do, okay, honey, we'll donate some money to him. He's trying to get his business off the ground. We got it.
For instance, you know, it covers right now, it's covering the cost of doing the show, all the internet fees. The damn internets want to charge you for using it.
Believe it or not, it costs money to make this podcast happen.
And also, we're at a point where, you know, buys beers here and there. In fact, that's that Slauncher IPA who paid for that? The patrons of the Perfect Poor.
And it was all damn good beer. Thank you, patrons. That was a good beer to buy for us.
They even bought us a Facebook egg. Don't tell the patrons they bought a Facebook egg.
We hate Facebook.
Well, hopefully it means more people listen to us.
Yeah, that's what we want. So thank you. Cheers. Yes. More cheers. Brr, brr. Cheersing.
Yeah. For first, I'd like to cheers
your beard.
Yeah. Just wait for it.
I feel like Mikey should know this already. Sounds, I'm surprised that he doesn't.
I like it. Generals gathered in the masses. Who's doing this?
Cake. I talked about this. Like
this is his version of War Pigeon.
Nice.
This is War Pigeon.
I did not know this existed. Sorcerer
of death's construction. Just wait for it.
I like the 8-bit bass going on. In the fields
of bodies burning. I'm liking this.
As the war machine. Just wait till they get to the chorus and I'll be done.
And just keep it. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Oh Lord, yes. War Pigeon. That's all. I just wanted to just put that little clip in there.
I like it.
Yeah, they did a B-sides album that ended up on there. But yeah, War Pigeons by Cake. Look it up on your YouTubes. Cheers. I do have some cheers. Seriously, cheers to Paul from Fairfax. He did not need to send us crawlers.
Oh, man.
I did not expect it from him. He could have just said,
shower beer.
He could have just said, screw off. But he understood the importance. He went above and beyond.
Well, he himself enjoys a good shower beer.
Well, you know.
He spends a lot of time on the perfect
pour. I could have swore that there was a shower beer song up until about 4 hours ago. Then I realized it's just referenced in a few different Paul from Fairfax songs. Cheers to Ed and Mike. Ed called into the show today, but they actually showed up at the beer garden last week.
Oh.
They were off doing work-related beer things. I won't get too detailed into it.
But, don't write them out, bro.
But they came through Tioga. They did their thing, and we got to talk. And it was Friday because they just listened to the show on the way up to the brewery. They were in San Diego, and they were driving back up to Modesto, I think it is. I don't think it's Modesto. I think it's Modesto.
That's a place.
Well, they're Merced or Modesto. I think it's Modesto. But they were on their way back up. They stopped by Tioga, and so I got to hook them up with some Day Fresh Sherman. And
nice.
And they got to sample some different Tioga beers that they haven't seen before. And really just got to just have a moment to talk to them. They're super cool dudes. I can't wait to hang out with them in Sacramento when we go to the CCBA. And then my last cheers is, I'm going to assume it's Elon. It's a gentleman, a new friend on Untappd.
So, all right.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Cheers, Nick.
Hello.
Do you like anybody?
Hills Bills. Cheers. She still listens.
We love Hills Bills. Yep. Yeah. She did say, I am still listening.
I am alive.
I don't have to comment every time you guys do a show.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, we need confirmation.
We assume we're hated.
Yeah, we need our backs scratched every week to like let us know. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're good. Yes, you're okay.
Cheers to Chew Your Beer for his Jack Daniel's glazes.
Chew your beer.
Cheers to Auxiliary Buttons for doing our perfect pour buttons.
Ooh, yeah. Buttons.
I've been littering them around Fresno.
Yes. Nice. Stickers are next, then t-shirts.
Stickers are next. Oh, yes, t-shirts.
Cheese cloth t-shirts.
Ooh.
Here's one from Mikey, new Instagram follower. Golden Road rules. That's his handle.
There's a whole dust up on like a couple of people did like a fake Golden Rules.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if this was real or fake.
There's a couple fake Golden Road Instagram things.
Yeah.
And I guess it fooled like Stone Brewing, like had the it's one of those things where like they started an Instagram account that was like a fanboy of Golden Road. And the Golden Road fanboy was like, oh, best beer in L.A., blah, blah, blah. Oh, craft beer, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it was a real page? Yeah,
no, but I think it was just like trolling.
Oh, okay.
Like to get, and so people would be like, dude, you're not craft, that's not craft beer, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, blah, blah. I don't get wasting time doing, like, trying to troll with an account, like, trying to fool beer geeks. So, like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it happens. Cheers to untapper Donnie Hot Chicken.
What?
I don't know.
Donnie Hot Chicken?
Donnie Hot Chicken.
Not Donnie Fox, Donnie Hot Chicken?
Donnie Hot Chicken.
I like it. Oh, Donnie Fox.
Cheers to the worst beer blog. That's an Instagram.
Yes. I believe it.
Oh, that guy's got a big rep in the blogging game in SoCal.
Dang. See, Mike already knows.
Yeah. Pay attention to bloggers, man.
Cheers to Zach's Brewing.
Yeah.
AKA Garage Door Brewing.
I heard he's looking to do things in the future. Yes. So,
what? Garage Door Brewing's becoming Zach's Brewing?
Yeah. He couldn't get the. There was too many conflicts with using the Garage Door Brewing handle.
I've seen Garage, not Garage Door, but I've seen Garage.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Garage related
and they're stuff. Just too close for comfort.
But so he's actually trying to get a legit name, a legal name.
Yeah. Starting a corporation to start buying equipment.
Oh my God.
Finding a name that isn't already taken is nearly impossible. Mm-hmm. Same awesome beer. Same brewer and same creative ideas. Location/brewery is in the works. Cheers.
Oh, man. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. This is going to be cool.
Ooh. Is he going to keep Scotty B on?
You know what? I bet they'll tag team some beers. Yeah.
Oh, man. This could get really interesting.
Eiffel Tower.
Just don't hop him, bro.
Don't hop me, bro. Yeah.
All right. No more cheers?
I wrote something down. I
can see you're struggling to read your writing right now.
So keep up the good work, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Keep up the good work.
What's going on with Condo Brewing?
We're going to enter the Big Frizzle Fair. We're going to do the, nice.
The big.
The Justin Jake. What is there going to be a name?
JJ tag team.
JJ.
Yeah, no name yet. No, it's.
Can we name it? Can we name
it? Condo, right,
condominium, or townhouse,
alcove brewing, breezeway brewing,
breezeway, flying J truck stop,
Barstow brewing,
flying J truck stop,
the flying J. Yeah. See, that's how you got to go. You got to go with a local name because then nobody else is gonna have like a local indie inside name.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, Mammoth Orange Brewing would be awesome.
Mammoth Orange Brewing.
Damn.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mammoth might get mad.
Blackstone.
They're kind of gone. They kind of don't exist anymore.
I know. No, he means Mammoth on the east side of the Sierra.
Oh, Mammoth.
Yeah, the Mammoth. East side of the 395.
Gotcha. Yeah. One of the closest Mammoth breweries Lakes. As a close crows fly. The Fresno.
As the crows.
But it is 5 hours away.
Yeah.
It's like right there, but also 5 hours away. What's going on?
Just, Angelo's driving.
Nothing crazy. Just a brewing.
Cedar Lane's regularly, still up for grabs.
Just going to go through our beer with our friends and nothing crazy yet. Nothing in stone.
Mm-hmm. What do you got fermenting right now?
Nothing fermenting. Everything's on kegs right now, so we're ready to go. Actually, Justin was talking about we need to figure out what we need to brew next again. So again, something new or something, that we've done already. Just improve on it or something.
Do you guys have a recipe that you're like, oh, that's staying? If we ever go pro, this is
that nectarine goes.
Man, that yeah,
that's staying.
Please do more of that.
We have a pale stain so far. We need to work on stouts. So I'm thinking that's what we're thinking about doing. Work on the stouts and start doing the winter stuff already.
Nice.
But
shut it down.
The Vienna Lager is probably going to
shut
down.
Shut down.
Just a good Vienna Lager. It's not
hibernation.
You don't see that very much around here.
Hibernation Stout.
Hibernation Stout.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good name.
Nice.
Ooh.
Probably exists already.
I'm sure it does.
And then yeah, if I came up with it, it probably exists.
Yeah, we've just been rotating. Just going to go through our beers and try to choose something different, but also repeat what we brewed before and improve on it. That's it.
All right, cool.
And cheers to everybody else.
Cheers to everybody else. Cheers to Beardy Leroy, listener of the Perf Four, former Golden God. Well, still, like once you're a Golden God, you're a Golden God. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Alumni.
You're alumni. He's a producer on Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast, if you want to look that up. But I think he's going to go to GABF for us. And you report back from GABF.
I will be there too.
Awesome. Oh, you're going too?
Yes.
Nice.
With Justin and everybody else.
Ooh, see? Nice. You got to hook up with Beardy then.
I know.
Yeah, whoever's going to GABF, that's Perfect Pour listener, let us know. And there can be a Perfect Pour meetup at GABF that we won't be there for, but everybody else will be there for.
Is he on, the page, the Facebook page?
Or? I don't know. Beardy on the Facebook page?
We can find out.
Oh, we'll get him on there.
I don't know at this moment.
Yeah, we'll definitely be out there. We'll be there Thursday morning in Denver, and then we'll be there till Sunday.
Oh, man. Yeah. You're camping out.
Yeah.
Nice. Have you been there at GABF before?
No, it was our first year.
Oh, man.
We'll do 2 days.
Give us some reports. You better call in the voicemail line.
Depending how drunk we are.
Dude.
How destroyed we are.
Where is Great Divide at? Is it in Boulder?
It's in Colorado.
Yeah, I know it's in Colorado, but like where?
I don't know.
Is it in Denver area?
I just know our coworker just went recently. The Northern Valley rep, Matag Zagoy, just went recently to there.
Ooh, man.
Denver.
We need to go to GABF.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Great Divide?
Yeah.
Denver.
Oh, you got to go to Great Divide.
We're ready. We want to go to Belgium, go to Fort Collins and hit them all over there. Hit Funk Works. One of them.
Matt Leroy, a.k.a. Matt, he's on the Facebook page. Sorry, man.
I had a frog.
turned into Froggy from the Little Rascals.
Froggy. Hey. Spanky. Let's do this.
All right, well, thank you, everyone, for listening to The Perfect Pour.
Leslie, no.
Everyone, have a great week drinking beer, having fun with beer. Be safe out there. Anything else you want to add while the Sunburns play their music?
No, who cares?
That's a great way to end it. Who cares?
Listen to us next week. Please enjoy.
Old Rasputin's better.
Better than what?
Yeti.
What a dick.
Oh. That happened.
Is it better than Midnight Lightning?
This world stops turning as you hear the bodies burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour,
background,
God is calling. Pigs crawling, begging mercies for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh!